Ben Barrett lives and works in Kansas City, one of two cities with Google Fiber. Barrett founded Homes for Hackers. The company is part of the Kansas City Startup Village. The two-year-old village hopes Google Fiber is lured to bait more entrepreneurs and startup businesses to Kansas City. To do his part, Barrett says if you start your company in Kansas City, Homes for Hackers will give you 3 months of free rent, utilities, and yes, Google Fiber. Barrett has used Google Fiber for about a year and a half.
It's been pretty fantastic. The only caveat to that is your mileage may vary. Google Fiber is too fast for the internet in general.
Here's how Google spokeswoman Jenna Wandress puts it.
The average internet speed in America today is 9.8 megabits per second. And Google Fiber would bring a connection that's over 100 times faster than that at up to 1,000 megabits per second into homes in our new fiber cities.
Other internet service providers use copper wiring to send and receive data. Google Fiber uses fiber optic cables. Those are built for faster speeds. That's why Google claims with fiber you can download videos, access websites, and watch TV at higher speeds than its competition. The cost of Google Fiber varies, $120 for gigabyte and TV, $70 for just the internet or free internet service, as long as you pay a $300 construction fee. Scott Cannon has covered Google Fiber's rollout for the Kansas City Star. The reporter-editor says people in Kansas City have mixed reviews.
You'll find people who have signed up for Google Fiber and say, well, I'm disappointed because, you know, I dumped Time Warner, and now I can't get AMC, which is a very popular cable channel. Other people don't quite like the interface as much. But you'll also find lots of people who are very pleased with Google Fiber's customer service. They like the connectivity.
Cannon says Google Fiber is in the early stages.
It's a little bit, you know, field of dreams, build and they will come, but they're still building it.
Cannon says Google started building fiber in Kansas City because officials there agreed to fast-track work permits, plus the physical layout of the area was conducive to hanging wires. That might also be the case for Provo, Utah, which also has Google Fiber. It looks like Austin, Texas is next on the list. After that, Google could expand fiber to 36 cities before next year. 9 of those cities could be here in the Metro Atlanta area. Google is looking at Atlanta, Avondale Estates, Decatur, East Point, Hapeville, Sandy Springs, Smyrna, College Park, and Brookhaven. Businesses in those areas could benefit from Google Fiber, according to Irvash Karkaria. He covers tech for the Atlanta Business Chronicle.
Financial companies, healthcare companies, technology companies, they need access to the internet. They need to transmit data. And it's not just the internet. It's also transmitting data from one place to the other. So they're going to see a significant boost in their productivity.
But Karkaria says the biggest business that could benefit is Google.
If I'm able to provide people with faster internet connections, customers are more likely to use the internet, use Google as a search engine to figure out where things are on the internet.
While Google has become much more than just an internet search engine, search is still the company's bread and butter because of the ad revenue. While Google won't say how much it's spending to implement fiber, one fiber expert, Neil Lockman, estimates it would cost at least $150 billion to connect every U.S. home and business to fiber. Lockman was also skeptical Google would make what he calls a massive dent in the communications industry. Google will announce the next fiber cities later this year. However, officials in Brookhaven and College Park jumped the gun by saying they had already been confirmed. Both cities quickly issued clarifications saying they were still under consideration. John Lawrence, WABE News.